So I spent 4.5 hours yesterday talking mostly about the Yankees, not on the Mets too, but mostly Yankees.
Yeah.
And so you go into last night's game and I'm thinking, you know, the same way going into Saturday's game, like they got to win. Like they can't lose this game. And then Saturday they lost and they lost bad. And really were embarrassed. And I'm thinking, are they really going to get swept by the Red Sox?
What, a 2-8 on a series?
They had lost 8 straight to them.
Yeah.
They won the first, lost the next 8, and then they finally win last night.
Yeah.
And I thought the home run in the second inning was almost like a sigh of relief. All right, we got the lead. Let's see. And they did a nice job. They kind of tacked on. But you know what they did? They did exactly what the Mets did not do. We'll get to them in a minute because that game, if you're a Met fan, should tick you off in a different way. But, you know, I thought the home run was big. I thought... Yeah, I talked to Ricky Ricardo yesterday, the Spanish language broadcaster for the Yankees, and we were talking about Carlos Rodon, and, you know, you really wanted to see him give you 6 or 7 innings. He got into the 6. He didn't close out the inning, but for the most part was good. He's had a good season. But to me, this is classic Yankees in that they won last night. Nice way to finish the series. What was a terrible series.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two teams now that you probably are going to stomp into the ground in Washington and Chicago. But really, I think the tell will be when you're done with that, what's ahead are a lot of good baseball teams.
Yeah.
So I think they should do a good job this week of kind of padding their record and making sure their place in the standings is where they need to be. But really, it's what's to come here in September that's going to tell you, I think, more about what this team is.
Well, I think people already know who they are. They should know who they are at this moment. I think, to your point, the fact that the schedule does kind of lighten up for these guys, they can start stacking some dubs. I think right now the question is, what's the time? What's the true timetable for Judge, right? Throwing Stanton in right field. I think Boone said it best. He's limited, right? When is Judge going to come around and kind of, I think it was a flexor strain or something like that. I'm interested to see how he pans out and when we can really get him back. But I think, to your point, seeing Chisholm get going yesterday, seeing Trent get going, seeing his team kind of have some fight, it helps. And I think right now it's about momentum. Momentum's on our side. How we kind of polish off, what do we got right here? The Nats and the White Sox.
Yep.
It's about morale and momentum. So hopefully we can get it done in that regard.
Now, that having been said, I said the same thing about the Mets last week going into Washington. They won the first game, lost the next two. So, like, who knows? But the Yankees have pretty much been good against bad teams. I know they got swept in Miami. Not that they're a terrible team, but they're also not up to par. So I do expect them to play relatively well this week. And, you know, you've got 7 games. I expect them to win 5, hell, maybe 6, who knows. And then, like I said, I think they would be firmly in that top wild card spot in the American League if they do that this week. We shall see. But, you know, you mentioned, you know, Judge and he's DHing. And, you know, they need him to forget right field for a second. Because, yes, that's going to be important to get Stanton out and get him back into right field. I agree with that. However, he needs to get going offensively. You know, if you look at the month he's had, he was batting in August. He was batting .218 going into last night's game. He goes 0-for-3 last night. So whatever that average comes down to, I don't know, but right around .210, I would say. So he's had a bad month. He's only hit 3 home runs. He's not hitting for average. He's not really, I think he's got 9 or 10 RBIs. Not awful, but not Judge-like. They need him as much as they need him back in the outfield, and he did some work yesterday before the game, so I think that's closer than we think. They need his bat back. You know, John Carlos, like, where would they, and I know last night it was Carlos, about.
I thought Stanton's actually playing for a regular season.
Phenomenal.
He's playing great. What, he has 6 homers in his last 9 games?
And I know last night was more about Grisham and Chisholm for sure, but, you know, if not for John Carlos Stanton, where would they be?
That's the problem with the Yankees, when you look at them. Listen, I think this is the time of year. There's two type of Yankee fans. There's the fleeting Yankee fan, and there's the diehards who, you know, watch every pitch, everything that's going on with the Yankees. And I think right now it's hard to kind of get a gauge, and you brought it up a little while ago, what they're going to look like when they roll into postseason, because so much of who they are right now is kind of what we saw yesterday. They get home runs in bunches, but they don't bat. They bat poorly in situations. If Judge and the powers to be aren't, or the ball isn't popping off the bat, they fall stagnant and they don't do good well against good pitchers. So, like, who are the Yankees when it comes down to, lack of a better word, crunch time? You know, and then that's what scares you. We don't have Judge right now in those positions, kind of getting us out of the ballpark. We look average,
and that's really been their problem. Like, if you think about their the years they have faltered in the postseason, it has been, you know, going up against better pitching, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden the three-run homer isn't there. How do you manufacture runs? It's something they've done a little bit of a better job this year, but for the most part, it still feels like they're home run reliant. Whereas I watched the Red Sox team this weekend that was running the bases great. They were putting pressure on the defense. They were hitting the ball to all fields. I would say would be that inning. What was the inning on Saturday? The Red Sox had one inning Saturday where it was single, you know, a sacrifice fly. It wasn't two-run homer, three-run homer. They're capable of it, but that's not what they are. And that, to me, is what really...
The Yankees don't chip away at you. It's either swing or die.
And that's, In a lot of cases.
And that's where we're at right now. And I think sometimes I have to remind myself that we were in the World Series, like we, as if I played on the team. And I know you hate when I say that. But the Yankees were in the World Series last year. And so now you look at them going to the postseason, it's almost like a repeat. Like, you're just hoping they make a run. If not, we're going to make excuses as Yankee fans. Like, well, there's a ton of injuries. There's been a lot of things going on. This is why we didn't fare well in the postseason. So I'm just happy that the schedule right now lightens up for us and we can kind of get some breathing room.
Well, and you should. But again, I think, as you said, there's different levels of Yankee fan. The ones that are, you know, World Series or bust, and I understand that, or I should say World Series championship or bust, which I get. No, they're not going to be satisfied. They're not going to look at this team as such until they do it. Last year, you were a couple of wins away from getting there. They didn't, in a series that they ultimately weren't even in. I mean, that's how it feels. And now you look at where we're at moving into September. And, you know, part of the way I did the show yesterday was, you know, looking at both these teams, you know, like, what are they? You know, are the Yankees true World Series contenders this year? And I would say
no.
No, see, I think they are. I think in what way? I think if, you know, you've got, I know Gerrit Cole's out, but you still have Max Fried and Carlos Rodon at the top of that rotation that are making big, big money. You know, that right there should be good enough to match up with the best top two starters on any team.
Yeah,
I just feel
like we've put so much pressure on those two because of the injuries.
Well, that's why they get paid, though.
I get that, but I think we're talking about longevity, right? We're talking about them rolling us into the postseason and being dominant.
But
how much
do
they have right now?
Let me ask you this, though. How many other teams in baseball would, not both of them, but either of them, be the top guy or the top two guys? I think on almost any roster in baseball, they should be one of the top two.
They're going to be the guy. Right.
They have to be.
Yeah.
So, to me, the Yankees have their top two guys. Now, obviously, they got to go do it, and I know it does suck that Cole's out. You've got Heel, you've got Warren, and I know Warren struggled the other day, but for the most part, he's been pretty good, and you expect Heel to get better. The bullpen is what really, I would say, scares me more than anything with this team, and the lack of consistent offense.
Well, that's it right there. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But we've also seen teams that when they get hot, you know, I'll continue to say, a team that's got the likes of Judge, Stanton, and Bellinger, just right there, I don't have to go any further, that should be good enough to not only compete, but win games and win series, and yet, you know, they haven't done it.
Yeah, and I also think right now, and we talked a little bit about it off air before we got on the show, Volpe, man. I told you how it seems like the world hates him because he's not very good with the glove right now, having 17 errors on the season. I have empathy for the guy. You know what I mean? Struggling in front of your home fans and being from the city and know how much it means to wear the stripes, and for him to kind of be the dark cloud over the team right now, one of them, if you will, doesn't help. But what you said, we have enough, and it should be enough.
It is enough.
And everything we else got. But it feels like right now, the way we kind of lumbered through this series, that we don't have enough.
No, they didn't look like they should be on the same field with the Red Sox. Friday night, listen, 1-0 game, it is what it is. Thursday was atrocious with all the errors and all the walks. Saturday was, if that's not the low point, and it's weird, because I say the low point on a team that going into last night was still 9 games over .500.
Yes. Like,
think about, you know, where and how we categorize them compared to other teams in baseball.
They're above mediocre.
They are. Yet it doesn't feel like it at times because I guess we expect more. And, you know, last night was important, but it's not the end-all be-all. Volpe sat last night. He's going to sit again tonight by all accounts.
Yep.
Should be back in the lineup on Tuesday.
Which is smart, I think, on Boone's part. Like, at some point, It felt redundant, and it felt tired, and it felt tone deaf. Like, the kid is struggling out there. You got to save him.
However, he also hit a bunch of home runs since the All-Star break. Felt like the bat was going again. Since Ryan McMahon got here, he was playing much better in the field until, of course, the last couple of days. So you can at least see where they thought the turnaround was coming. But I think it's good. Give him a little bit of a mental break. I do think, you know, Boone said before the game yesterday, from everything he's seen from Volpe, he seems like a mentally tough kid that can handle it. And I do hope that's the case, because you're right. Playing here, in front of family and friends, not easy.
I know it is. When I got to New York, man, and, you know, valid, I had spent my time, most of my career in Pittsburgh. There is a different expectation. One, for me, because I was at Hofstra and watched the Jets at Hofstra when they had Herm Edwards and Rex and all those guys, and coming here and wanting to, at the time, you know, when I landed at Jets, they had a depleted locker room. A lot of the good guys who were a part of those AFC Championship runs were gone. And there was this expectation. I know for me, I put on myself. It was like, man, I'm going to be the one to turn the culture or kind of save it, or at least kind of be an uplift. And when things went south for a multitude of reasons, I went home with it more than I think I did when I was in Pittsburgh.
Did you expect to do that? Or did that surprise you, that it bothered you so much?
I think it surprised me because I felt extra, and then I was injury prone, so I was dealing with some injuries. So I was also seeing the end of the tunnel a little bit, and that bothered me. So I was really trying to savage or even soak up my last days in cleats, if you will. But Volpe's young, you know, his whole career is ahead of him. But I just knew walking out of the stadium, seeing your family and friends, and I'm kind of having that same down face, like, man. Sorry. You know, I mean, it's felt bigger than me, and I couldn't control it.
So. Yeah, I can't imagine going through what he's going through. It's got to be difficult for sure. But there have been glimpses. We have seen him play well at times. And I do expect him to still be the Yankee shortstop of the field. I think, anyway. I mean, who knows what's coming up the pipeline. But he still, as you point out, is he 24 years old?
Yeah.
And there have been glimpses, and there have been, you know, shots of, you know, a good, competent major league shortstop. I mean, at times, really good. This year's been a little different, though I think it has gotten better. That throw the other day, I don't know, CBS Sports Network ran it before, that throw the other day was just kind of like the exclamation mark of what was just a pathetic after. I mean, that was a bad one.
You're talking about the one to second, and he's supposed to go over
God,
first.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm just saying, the Saturday game was so awful.
It was daunting. It was one of those games where I remember going back and looking at it. It felt grim.
I wish I had a camera, like a live GoPro on whether it was, you know, Dave and Susan, or whether it was, because I was watching the game with Kay, Cone, and O'Neill.
Okay.
And as they are playing just horrific baseball, I could only imagine like how they're looking at each other. Trust me, I've been
talking about this play right here.
I'm talking about all of it. Yeah, that inning.
The one I was talking about was the Saturday night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the game.
But this one right here is crazy.
This is the Paul Blackburn inning. Who, you know, it's so funny. Tim Hill comes in and he goes, whatever, an inning or two. I forget exactly. I don't have the box score in front of me. But I'm watching the game and like they get him out. I'm like, nice start from him. Like, I wonder if he could have gone longer. Blackburn goes in there. Now, they just picked him off waivers from the Mets. Blackburn goes in there and whatever. I guess it was the seventh inning. Gets out of the inning. Eighth inning was good. And I'm like, all right, who are you bringing in now? Oh, no. You're going back out there. Think about him for a moment. If he would have gone out there and given the Yankees, I think it would have been an inning and two-thirds. No runs. Mm-hmm. He did his job. They were losing anyway, so they weren't going to win the game. But he could have gone home head high. He goes back out there for the night. He couldn't get anybody out.
Yeah.
And he winds up giving up seven runs, and he turned out to be the sacrificial lamb in that game in the ninth inning. But, yeah, it was just – that was I've been in that spot where the team you're calling the game for is not playing well, and you're, like, looking at the analyst. Like,
where do we go from here?
You imagine what – just O'Neill and Cone together must have been like, what is this?
I mean, a part of it is, like, you just chalk it up to having a bad day. But that it felt more than a bad day. It felt like they mentally had tapped out. And it was just, they were on repeat.
Which is a bad way to be.
Yeah.
It's a bad way to
be. Especially this time of
year. Oh, there's no doubt. There's no, and especially against the Red Sox. Like your division rival. So that's the Yankee story. It is what it is. We'll get all the sound coming up from CeeLo, who, by the way, ain't feeling good.
What does CeeLo have? Has he been diagnosed?
It sounds like he's got a cold. I don't know.
A summer cold?
A summer cold, yes.
Eddie, do you have any, you gave me the look, Eddie, like it may be... You gave me the doctor's look. Like, well, how's he doing, Declan? Like, it's touch and go in there.
Well, I don't.
Don't ask Eddie. Eddie's an idiot. Eddie came in when he should have died one day and went to the hospital right after the shift. He thinks it's like this badge of honor when you're sick to come in.
Admirable.
So stupid. That's stupid.
Well, that was the pre-COVID mentality.
Oh, I got you.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
You never get other people sick.
I didn't care before, but now that I have kids, I'm very like, yeah. I'm like, don't. I can't bring that home.
Correct. Or bring it in.
Like the kid, I just came from the South. I was just down in Mississippi. I just got back this weekend. And my son, I don't know, we all dads had foot and hands and mouth disease. We get my kid caught it, and it's like,
ugh.
Now we're looking at my daughter like, we just want you to get it so we get out the forest already. So we've been rubbing them two together like matchsticks. Like, shut it off.
What is, I'm lucky my kids have never experienced that.
They call it Kazaki's disease or something like that. It's some weird
thing. Kazaki.
Kazaki, yeah. Some kids get it. It's from touching stuff, so you get like blisters on the tongue, you get blisters on your feet and hands. It's nutty.
Sounds lovely.
It's not good. My kid, like, he went to throw down like a taco and like jumped out of his seat. My mouth. So he's all right.
And we're not all dads here. Fliegelman is recently married the last few years. Oh. And Eddie has opted to choose, to not procreate, is how he says.
Okay.
So well, that's all right. Dog dad.
I mean, you're still having sex, though. So you're practicing.
yes.
You're practicing. Yeah. That's good. You're not totally turning it off. That's what I mean. Like, you're still in the game.
Not celibacy. Just
everything still works.
Chose not to procreate.
Right. I get that.
All right. We'll take a break.